Check, check, check. All right, what's up? Try to see if this thing works, man. Hold on, let me see. Try to turn it up a bit. Yes, sir. With this. I don't know. I guess I'll play this one. All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Let me get this damn thing right. All right, there we go. That's better. Guys, how y'all doing? This is your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, want to give you all a shout-out. Welcome to the show out here. Shout-out to everybody out there. First and foremost, shout-out to the 255 that broke the record. Always will shout you guys out. Also, guys, if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. We appreciate you calling in. Guys, this is the Man Mindset Show. This is a show that is outside of the box of where you are learning game, what you're learning. We do want to say that this show is 100% authentic, 100% original. We're not taking anybody's talking points. We are creating our own talking points because we have game. You don't have to anybody stuff. You can teach people stuff. Guys, I do want to say to you guys out there, if you're brand new, you're listening to the show, go ahead and take a moment to like, subscribe, hit the notification buttons to get updates all the time on the show and stuff like that. We appreciate the likes. Let me lay this shit down. A little too loud. There you go. It's a little bit light in the background. Also, guys, I want to say to you guys out there, I'll keep it. Guys, if you want to be a student of the game, this is the thing that we only do. There's nobody on YouTube that tells you to do this. We are the only ones on YouTube to do this. This is what separates us from everybody else. If you actually want to learn the game, go ahead and start. Go to your local Walmart or your dollar store. Go ahead and get a 100-piece puzzle set. And when you're buying this 100-piece puzzle set, just 100 pieces, it doesn't have to be anything, any more, any less, just 100. Go ahead and go back home, dump all the pieces on your table, rip the box up, and throw it away, and just start the process of communicating with yourself. That's what it's for. Also, we want to say for you guys out there, that we ask all you guys out there, before I shout out all my dogs, let me go ahead and shout you out. Shout out all my dogs in the chat room, all my dogs out there. Appreciate all the guys that's out there. Also, the ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up, ladies? How you doing? But I also do want to say to the guys out there that are listening, for all you guys out there, if you have a question, go ahead first, please take notes, okay? And if you have a question, put a Q for any questions that you have. If you're texting, you need texting help, just put a T in there, or you can call in, okay, gentlemen? So we want to make sure that you take notes and ask questions, because in order for you to be a student of the game, it is important to take notes and ask questions. Don't just bird watch unless you just don't want to do anything with yourself and your life. So let's continue. Let's get into this. So today's show, we're talking about being the villain in a story. And why is this so important, man? The villain. Most guys don't know when it comes to relationships and things like that, when it comes to women, is that there is a story that women have themselves, okay? There's a story, and it is a story that women already have when it comes to the majority of guys out there. And that is the story of the soft male. The individual who cannot commit to himself. And that's a beautiful story of not being able to commit to yourself, because the story goes with this person is that not only is he afraid of intimacy, he's afraid of going after what he wants. And this same individual also has the same kind of story that, you know what, he just is just weak. He's always wanting things that he just can't or isn't good enough or worthy enough to have. And it's a story that women see all day, every day, all their lives, which is a boring story of an individual that is soft, that is weak, that doesn't know what he's doing, why he's doing it, and he will do anything to please a woman. And all the, and gentlemen, the thing is that I'm not saying not to be mean to a woman. That is not what I'm saying to you guys. I'm saying that the woman out here already knows this story. She's dealt with this story all of her life. And that is a story of an individual that just doesn't have anything inside of himself to show the woman that he's more, okay, that he's more than. And we're going to talk about this real quick. And we're going to talk about his story. Because the story is surrounded in making excuses, not taking the initiative, not taking responsibility. And all of his expectations that he has, gentlemen, are stories of expectations to fail and not succeed at all. His expectations are unrealistic. He actually thinks that he can just sleep with a woman just on general principle. That's his story. His language, if you read the story and look at the words of him when he speaks, he says in all of his stories, I'm just not enough. I just don't have the nice car. I just don't have the nice clothes. I'm just not tall. I'm not confident enough. I don't have enough experience. I'm just not ready. I don't know where I should start. Where should I begin? Oh, everything is too difficult for me. Oh, it has to be luck. It has to be destiny. It has to be the right time because nobody believes in me. And even though nobody believes in me, I feel like the world and women and single mothers and government and whatever these motherfuckers tell me across the street, these are the things that are holding me back. And I am afraid to say what I want to say because I'm afraid to worry and I'm afraid of what people think about me. I must try to please bend over and kiss their asses because I am afraid of making mistakes. This is the story that women have on the average guy every day because failure is a thing that's going to crush me. I just don't know what I should say or what I should do. Life is too, I'll stay home because it's too risky. I tried it one time. It failed me, so I just can't do it anymore. I'm just not creative enough. And in this story that they have that women read all the time, all day, every day, these are the things that keep them stuck where they are, where they are. It's a story of predictability. It's a story of obstacles and roadblocks. There are stories of walls and obstacles that still are stuck there because when he gets in front of the obstacle, he turns the fuck around and goes back home. There are no broken obstacles. There are no broken walls. There are no dents in the walls because his story is nothing but making excuses, lack of motivation. Doesn't want to take the journey. He wants the journey just handed to him. This is his story. And this is a story that women see in this individual every day because of all, not only his limiting thoughts, his limiting beliefs, his limited actions, his limited mind is why these thoughts and this story is so prevalent in every woman. Every woman, even young girls in elementary school, know this story. Because this guy, instead of committing to himself, his story is, I'm already what I am. His story is, I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money because I come from a poor family. Woe is me. I come from a single mom. Woe is me. Oh, the sky fell. Woe is me. Oh, my God, a leaf fell. Woe is me. Poor me. Please accept. Please understand. Please understand that I'm just this is why I am what I am. Please feel sorry for me. Please just understand that, you know what, because I don't have enough time to do things, because I won't commit to myself, I won't make myself a priority, I won't figure myself out, I won't do the things that I need to do for myself and not for anybody else, because I don't look in the mirror every day. I look into in my story and their story. They don't look in the mirror. They always look in the window. This is a story. This is a story that women run into every damn day. I don't have enough experience. I don't know how to walk over there. I don't know what to say. I don't know why I'm saying it. I have no idea what to do, what to text, what to say in a text. Where do I go from that text? Where do I take her on a date? And if I take her on a date, where am I going to take her? And if we're on a date, what do I say on the date? How do I make things fun? How do I make things interesting? I just don't have enough experience. And this is a story of 98% of you guys out there that women actually know, because they know that your story is every chapter. The next chapter is, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know where to start, because things are just too hard. Things are just too difficult. There's no way to do it. And then you want to get to the next chapter of their story. Their next chapter is, oh, my God. Well, instead of looking in the fucking mirror and seeing that I'm the problem, it's got to be the woman's fault. The new chapter is called, It's the Woman's Fault. I can't get a woman. It's the woman's fault. I can't talk to a woman. It's the woman's fault. She doesn't want to talk to me. It's the single mother's fault. You know what? I am scared of women, but it's the woman's fault. I don't know what to do with a woman. It's the woman's fault. All the chapter will always, in every single complaint in that part of the chapter, it will always be the woman's fault. It is the woman's fault. And then if you go to the next chapter in the story of these guys, this chapter is the it's called the gullible, disillusioned, and naive person that will follow people to tell them how to believe and how to think. And in this one right here, this is the story of what color pill am I? Where it's the story of her hypergamous nature. It's a story of stop jerking off to be strong with women. It's a story of going your own way. It's a story of being on your purpose. It's a story of money, clothes, and all these other things. Every time you look around, there is actually a story that is a chapter in this guy's life. Then if you go to the next chapter of this guy's life, this is chapter of called government. This is the chapter of government and money. Oh, my God, because a guy got his ass raped in fucking Mars, it's going to happen to me. Story. Oh, my God, if I meet her, I've got to be a father to her kids. Story. Oh, my God. I work paycheck to paycheck. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. But if I meet a woman, she's going to take me for everything I got, even though I ain't got shit. Story. And this is a story that she gets every single day. But if you look at all these things, they combinate to one thing of no self-worth. So then he then is nice, kind, caring, thoughtful. Oh, he listens to everything she has to say. He comes at her in the story of next chapter of story of trying to be her friend, telling her that, you know what, I'm not like those other guys. I really want to get to know you. But even though in that story there's a picture of Pinocchio, because all he wants to do is fuck her, but he just doesn't know how to do it. So he just does what everybody else does in this story and is lying to the woman, because everything in his story is holding him back. Women are holding him back. The sun is holding him back. The day is holding him back. The grass, you just name it. He's pointing at everything that is holding me back. And this is a story of the nice guy. This is the guy. He's, listen, this is where the romance, the Lifetime and We Channel shows show the love and encouragement that he gives the woman, that he will put his own self aside for true love and true romance, to show the woman that they are good guys out there. And this is the same guy that has a story that, you know what, we don't have to have sex. I can wait. Oh, wait, you want me to wait 2, 3, 4 months? Oh, absolutely, because our love is so strong that I will wait for you to come around to, oh, wait, you won't suck my dick? Oh, that's okay. You don't have to, because I care enough about you to understand you don't have to do those things. Just being with you is good enough. Can I hold you? It's a story of guys driving women around all through town and getting a thank you. It's a story of guys buying them shit, buying them dinners, paying bills, buying rent, and being a shoulder to cry on just to get a hug from the woman. This is a story of the average guy that is what women don't want, but they must deal with. That's the story. Because behind every paragraph of these stories, there is, I am afraid of failure. I don't want to get crushed. I don't want to lose. So I'm going to fit in to what she wants me to be. And if I can fit into what she wants me to be, then guess what? She will like me. She will see me as somebody that one day, when the sun, moon, and stars line up, one day she will find it in me to realize that I'm a good guy. And oh my God, that day is here. And now that day is here, I've got to pay all of her bills, and I've got to clean up her credit, and I've got to live under her roof, and I've got to follow her rules, and I've got to be fine with her talking to her quote-unquote guy friends. I've got to be cool with her punishing me and making me sleep on the couch. I've got to be cool with her withholding sex and dangling it over my head to show me that I am not the man that I think I am. I'm the female that she wants me to be. I am the guy that will take and sacrifice 4 or 5 months of my hard-earned money to get a ring to let her tell me it's not good enough. Take that shit back and get me something better. I'm that guy. I'm also that guy that would tell her, even though I don't have the money and we can't afford it, we can't afford a lavish wedding, I will cut corners and find ways to give her that $50, $100, $200,000 fairy tale day where she gets to be a princess, because that is so important to her. I will be that guy when we come back from bills. I'll take on extra jobs because I don't want to upset her because she's already mad. This is my story. I will get the woman. I will live. This is my happily ever after. This is the story of all you guys, 98% of you motherfuckers. This is your story because you want to be the fucking good guy in the story. You don't want to cause any waves in the story. You don't want to break down any barriers in the story. You want to just get along to go along to make sure that there is no problems or issues. You want to make sure everything is fine. You don't want any disruption, because disruption is a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. And you accept failure. You accept loss. You accept everything that she gives you. She doesn't respect you, care about you, or love you. But here's the thing. She knows how this story is going to go. She knows how this story is going to go. And she's just waiting for you to walk over there and say hello. She's waiting for you to get enough courage to say something through a text message or on a dating app. She already knows where this is going to go. This is going to end up in you crying, you in your feelings, you feeling some kind of way, and you begging her back where she has forgot about you, moved on, and keep things pushing. The economy loves you. The marketers love you. We all love you. This is your story. All you guys right now that are texting a woman right now and you're pussyfooting around, talking to her about silly shit. Oh, tell me, what's going on? Really? Oh, that's nice. Let me just keep talking for no reason. Let me ask this question. Hold on a second. Okay, yeah. Guys, if you ask a question, go ahead and post. We got it. I know you said you will die if you become complacent, but as a man, but is there any way that you could come back to life, and how do you maintain it? What do you fucking mean, come back to life? What do you mean? If you're complacent, you're complacent. I don't understand. What are you talking about? If you're complacent, that's what your life is. You're already dead. So what the fuck are you talking about? You cannot be something that you're not. I don't understand the question. I do not understand the question. If you can ask it again with more depth, I'll be happy to answer it. Don't fucking understand what you're talking about. But all you guys out there, y'all want to just talk to these women just for the mere sake of talking to her. Just because you're messaging her. You just want to sit around and just talk about messages. Oh, my gosh. You know what? As long as I have her on my phone, and as long as she gives me one-word answers, two-word answers, and shit like that, I'm satisfied. I'm happy. So I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to say anything to lose her because I work so hard just to beg her enough to hang around. And I know if I do or say something that gets on her nerves, I'm going to actually lose her. And all I'm doing all day, every day of my life is all I'm doing is setting myself up for a downfall and digging the friend zone that much deeper. All she is doing is giving me a brand new shovel so I can keep digging my hole. Can a question Roy asked, can a broke man get fire chicks? Wolf, I don't understand. What is a fucking fire chick, sir? I need you to speak English, okay? This show right here, there is a man for men speaking with English, proper English, and authority. I don't know what a fuck a fire chick is, so please explain what you mean by that shit, and I will be happy to answer your question because I'm going to give you a hint. There's no such thing as a fire chick, okay? There's no such thing as a fire chick. So I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. But anyway, as I continue, all you guys want to do, and matter of fact, I'm going to use this case. While you try to figure out what the fuck you're saying, Roy, I'm going to use this bitch-ass shit you're saying to tell you this is y'all's problem. All a woman does to a motherfucker like this, like I say, is hand him a shovel and tell him to start to dig and keep digging the hole of the friend zone because you already worship me. She can tell by what you're saying, and I can tell by what you're saying, you have no standard. You're weak. You're soft. Your food, you will never get respect from a woman because you act like a woman, because you think women are special. You think they are fire. I can't wait to see what the fuck he's saying by goddamn fire. But see, this is why you can tell he ain't fucking, because look at how he talks. It's in what you say. And I'm not saying it for me. I'm telling you what they see in your fucking ass. I ain't trying to date your motherfucking ass, but your story is a story of a male that pees sitting down, and every month you have a a man maxi pad that you must change monthly, one, like for the whole week, so you don't bleed much, and all you do is worship women and just sit around and wait. So Roy, a man can, but you cannot get hot girls. Because Roy, please explain to me, Roy, please, Roy, for the class, define a hot girl. Please define that. I'd like to know what it is. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Define a hot girl, Roy. What is a hot girl? Please, let us all know. But what I'm saying is, for all you guys out there, all you consistently do is beat around the bush because you don't know what you're doing. And again, I'm going to show you. I want to know what is a no, don't boot him yet. No, don't boot him. Let's not boot him, Freelance. I want that guy to tell us what a hot girl is. Because if you fucking guys come out the gate calling women hot, you have already lost. Because you calling them hot forces you to say, I'm worshiping the woman, so I've got to do things that she wants me to do to get her attention. Because she's hot. And because she's hot, I must worship her. I must kiss her ass. I must tippy toe. And I've got to wait for her. And I've got to wait for her. A girl that, wait a second. You said a girl that an individual considers attractive, but what is it? Excuse me. But Roy, tell me, what has she done to be attractive? Roy, tell me. Tell me what a hot woman has done to be attractive. Roy, tell me. Roy, tell me. Tell me what she has done, Roy. Tell me what the fuck she has done to be so hot and so attractive, Roy. Come on, let me know, Roy. Tell me, Roy, I'm serious. I'm not joking here. This is not, I'm not playing. I'm serious. I'm saying, Roy, tell me what is so hot and so attractive, because now, because you're in your feelings, now guess what, Roy? You got to play the feeling game. And you know what the feeling game is? Is I got to be nice. And I got to say what I think she wants me to say, and I've got to do what I think she wants me to do, because I don't give a fuck about myself. And I am putting this woman above me. But Roy, I'm asking you seriously, what is it about her that makes her attractive, young man? You said it. You called it hot, well, fire and hot girl and attractive. So I'm just saying, stand on what you're saying. What makes her so fucking hot? Please tell me. Because even in this story, you're the good guy. You're the guy right now that has just taken off your brand new leather jacket and put it over a puddle so every fucking woman you see can walk right over it. You're the good guy. You're the guy that all these women, when they were young girls, you're the guy that they dreamed of, Roy. You're the knight in shining armor, Roy. You're the guy that every young girl says to themselves, my God, whoa. Her look, Steve, wait, her look, Steve, because we know men don't care about a woman's money. Roy, what about her? Roy, okay, let's keep going. What about her, Roy? What about her looks makes her attractive, Roy? Tell me, Roy, let's keep going, Roy. Let's keep going down this pathway. Let's keep going down this. Because you're saying her looks are attractive. What thing, Roy, and I'm going to help you out, Roy. Is it her lipstick? Is it her blush? Is it her eyeliner, Roy? Is it her mascara, Roy? Is it her weave, Roy? Why don't you tell me, what is the thing, Roy, that makes her attractive, Roy? Just let me know. Is it the lipstick? Is it the push-up bra? Is it the tight clothes, Roy? What is the thing, Roy? And I'm not joking. What is the thing that makes her attractive, Roy? Let me know. Because you're saying attractive, You don't know shit about this woman, but you're already saying she's attractive, Roy. So what is it? Is it how she wears her tight clothes, Roy? How she buys a perfect push-up bra, Roy? What is it, Roy? Oh, her face and her backside. So, Roy, so it's not necessarily her backside. It's the jeans or the tight clothes that she wears to enhance her backside. And it is the makeup and eyeliner she wears to enhance her face. That's what you're saying you're in love with, right? That's what you're saying you're in love with, Roy. You're saying, Roy, as the hero in this that is going to come save the day, you are willing to give up your balls and your spine over the fact that she picked the right clothes, Roy, and she picked the right makeup, and she put on the right mascara, and she put on the right weave, the right eyeliner, and all these things, Roy, to make you do exactly what you want. Roy, you're the good guy, Roy. You're the good guy, Roy. You are the hero. And let me tell you, she would love you as a little girl. But as a grown woman, she's looking at you like a weak bitch. This is why she ain't fucking with you, Roy. Because she sees you as somebody that is dumb enough, gullible enough, naive enough, disillusioned enough to actually think that that makeup is her personality. Her lipstick is her character. The eyeliner is personality and character. Weave is personality and character. Push-up bra, personality and character. But to you, Roy, it is. Because you see beauty in fucking lies. And but yet, because you see beauty in lies, you're in your fucking feelings that triggers your emotions, that makes you be nice, have nice conversations, beat around the bush. You don't ask for what you want. And if you ask for what you want, it's coming off weird, creepy, and needy, Roy. But that's what I'm saying, Vibes. He doesn't even see it. And most guys out here do not see it because you motherfuckers are too busy playing the nice guy and the fucking hero in the story. You're the guy that wants to protect her. You're the guy that wants, you'll take the bullets and get knocked down. Matter of fact, you're like Leonardo in the fucking movie Titanic. Because Leo got in that fucking cold water and died. And then what did they show you at the end of that movie? All the fucking she was doing when after Leo was fish food and she thawed her ass out. Oh, no. What did she do then? She was fucking and sucking and more fucking while Leo's nice ass was all the way at the bottom of the fucking lake getting chewed on by animals. But see, that's the hero y'all are. You want to be the hero. And you actually think that women actually love you motherfuckers. They don't love you. Thank you, 63 likes. They don't love you. They detest you. They despise you. But they're not going to tell you they detest and despise you. No. Because they love the free shit you give them. They love when you buy them shit and when you listen to that silly shit that they talk about. Because they can keep running their fucking mouths because they're not stupid. They're pretty smart. But you guys want to be the hero. You want to take off your jacket. You want to be there for her. You want to be accommodating. You don't want to say no. You just want to let her know how lucky you are. How lucky you are that she's the, I can't tell you how lucky I am that you're giving me a pinch of your fucking time, hero. You guys, all of you want to be the hero, and they don't want the fucking hero, but they're not going to tell you they don't want the fucking hero, gentlemen. They will never tell you they want the hero. They don't want the hero because the hero is nothing but a fucking loser. The hero is a fucking loser. And he doesn't win at the end of the day. He doesn't get a prize. He doesn't get happily ever after. He gets to his job. He gets to walk around and collect all the rubbers from the dude that's actually getting the pussy. He gets to fix her bed after that motherfucker comes in and rummages her bed. These women ain't going to tell you the fucking truth. They don't want the hero, the lie. They don't want the nice guy. They don't want you. But you actually think that they want you? You actually think they want to be with you? Well, okay, they be with you. They hang out with you. And guess what you get? You get them to agree to go out with you, and then all of a sudden, they cancel on your ass at the last minute. You get polite excuses why they can't go out with you. You get to pay for the fucking bill. You get to spend time with her doing all the shit she likes to do rather than asking what the fuck you want to do when you're the hero. Hey, when you're the hero, she doesn't return your text messages and your fucking phone calls promptly. You'll get a you message her for all you motherfuckers that message her on Monday. Hey, you still got to probably wait till Thursday or Friday. She'll get to you when she has time. And when she gets to you, she's going to give you a one fucking word answer. She's going to fucking like what you're saying and keep that shit pushing. That's what you get. She wants you to, you get to hear her tell you she's going out with another motherfucker to let you know that, you know what, you ain't even close to getting this motherfucking pussy. And she will always lie to you to make sure that you don't ask her to go out because she really doesn't even want to be around your fucking ass because you're the hero. She wants to make sure you don't belong to her. And when you hug her, she unfortunately, she hates the fact that she has to rub her breasts up against you, but she'll push her ass back just so that little gap between your pelvis and her goddamn pussy is a friend zone. Because you're the hero in the story. You're the good guy. You're the happily ever after. You're the one that doesn't want to rock the boat. You're the one that doesn't want to say anything wrong. You're the one that doesn't want to do anything wrong because you think you've already going to lose her if you do something wrong. And what you don't understand is you already lost, motherfucker. You ain't, what the fuck are you going to win? What do you win? Oh, I forgot, consolation prizes. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, you're so thoughtful. I love how understanding you are. I just love how you're always there for me, consolation prize. Okay? You're just the consolation prize. And if you're just the consolation prize, you're going to get treated like the consolation prize. Because women don't want you. Women don't want you. Woke, I'm going to tell your fucking ass, listen, bitch, read the shit at the bottom. You got a fucking question, motherfucker. Put a Q and ask your goddamn question or leave me the fuck alone. I don't understand you dumb motherfuckers, man. Read, nigga. Mike, what's good, Mike? If you got anything, send it to me, Mike, so we can send them anything, Mike. But no, you guys out here get the consolation prize of getting to wash her dirty, cum-stained laundry from the other guy. You get to clean up all the plates that she cooked for the other man. You get to sit and be a shoulder to cry on while she talks about the other man. That's how you win. That's your consolation prize. And the worst part about it is you're cool with this shit. Because you know eventually her love for you is going to break out. And eventually she's going to take the blinders off and see you as a good guy. She's going to finally one day the sun, the moon, and the stars are going to line up. And she's going to see you as that loving individual. This is your consolation prize for being the hero. You get to hang out with her. Hey, Halloween's coming around. Oh, you get to go on a trip with her. Oh, and she's going to touch your shoulder while you're putting out the money for the Halloween lights that you're going to about to put up in her yard. And wait till Christmas time comes. Oh, shit. Right after Thanksgiving, she'll be giving you a call because she knows she'll take you right to Wally World or Target. That's Target, to put money down to go ahead and buy those Christmas lights. She can't wait for that shit. She loves you for that, man. You are such a hero to her because you're the only motherfucker that will grab your cape, put it around your fucking neck, and save the goddamn day. See, y'all don't understand the story of Superman, or really if you watch Superman 2 or seen a few Supermans with General Zod, you will see that both them motherfuckers came from the same planet of Krypton. Superman came and he never got respected. Remember that Superman? I forgot your one. Remember that Superman when it was Brandon Roth? He got mad at Lois and he left the Earth because he was pouting and shit because he couldn't get his way. Lois wasn't trying to fuck. He was sitting around begging and bartering and trying to be her friend, always saving Lois and didn't even get a dick suck. Always saving Lois, because that's all he would do. And then all of a sudden, these three pipe-headed motherfuckers led by this man called General Zod came along and said, fuck these people. You got a heart. You care. You got a heart and you care. And this is your problem. Believer, I got you right here. Let me answer Believer's question. Believer asked the question. He said, how do you know when you reach your core? How do you know when I reach mine? You won't know because you ain't in the game, son. Once you get in the game, you can start the process. But you reach your core right now is you being Earth and your core is being like Neptune or Pluto. Or maybe outside the galaxy in the nebula. That's how far you are from reaching your core. So you've got a long way to go. You're not even nowhere near your core because just like I'm saying right now, you worship fucking women. You give a fuck about women and you want to be the hero in all their goddamn stories. So yes, you are nowhere near your core, sir. Shout out to the 100, shout out to the 77 likes out there. Appreciate you guys out there. Guys, you want to call, the lines are open. Guys, you got a question, just put a cue in front of it, and we will aptly answer any questions that you have, and that will continue. Isn't it time to stop being the hero, guys? Isn't it time to stop doing what you think is right and start doing with the shit that's going to get you pussy? Do you think you're going to get pussy tiptoeing around? You think you're going to get pussy scared to go up to her? You think you're going to get any pussy stumbling your fucking words? You think you're going to get any pussy by sending boring-ass text messages? You ain't going to get no pussy this way. You're not. You're not. You're not going to get any pussy this way. Because you're not the fucking villain. You're not the villain. And I'm not saying go around and kicking cats. I'm saying the villain does not rely on anybody but himself. He is his own source of entertainment, love, passion, drive, and devotion. It is the villain that looks into the mirror and says, you are fucking sexy. It is a villain that looks in the mirror and says, God damn it, you're desirable. It is a villain that looks into the mirror and says, motherfucker, you're a, oh my God, you are so motherfucking fine. It is the villain that does not ask for forgiveness. He doesn't ask for fucking permission. And what I mean, guys, is do not touch a woman without her permission. I'm not talking about that kind of permission. What I am saying is that I don't need her fucking permission to put my beard in. I don't need her permission to let her know where the fuck I stand. I don't need her goddamn permission to let her know who the fuck I am and who she needs to be. I don't need her permission. And if I say something that she doesn't like, I know the hero, the first thing that will come out of his mouth is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't mean to tell you what was on my mind. I'm sorry I didn't mean to tell you I was interested in you. But you know what the villain's going to say? I ain't apologizing for shit. Either you're going to accept what I'm saying or take your motherfucking ass on. And for a lot of you guys out there, y'all think, no, that you're not supposed to be that way with women because you won't get sex that way. You won't turn the woman on that way. You'll turn her off. And that's why y'all ain't fucking right now. Because the villain is the man that takes control of every fucking situation. Every thought, every move, everything that he does is based on his board and not hers. Everywhere he wants to take her, either she's going to go or she can go the fuck away. And the fact that she knows that he's telling her to go away is the reason why she wants to stay. Because she's not used to being told to fuck off in such a kind way. That's why they want the villain. They need the villain. They cream over the villain. They want the villain so bad because most of these goddamn women have daddy fucking issues. And what was daddy? Daddy was soft. Daddy slept on the couch. Daddy was flaky. Daddy was unreliable. Daddy was, some of them was a sucker. These women love that you're not clingy. They will cling to you. They love that you're not afraid of shit. They love the fact that you know how to steal a kiss at the right time and push her ass away and make her work for your dick. That's what the villain is about. The villain has one thought and one mind only, and that's to do what the fuck he wants to do when he wants to do it, and he's not going to explain himself why he wants to do it. And I promise you guys, you think these women run from that shit. Guys, they fucking cream over this shit. They cream over the villain, gentlemen. They cream because if you follow the villain's mind, you will never see a wall in its full form. It will be crumbled to the ground because there are no obstacles in a villain's way. And that's what women love, because women have so many obstacles themselves in their mind. Remember, guys, you've got to understand that these women are, who are very hormonal, ups and downs, roller coaster rides, all right? They like the nice guy or the hero. They like the nice guy or the hero. But they want to fuck the villain. It is the villain that can protect them. It is the villain that's dominating, that's strong, that says this is what the fuck we're going to do. It is the villain that if they walk in an alleyway, she knows that she can go in that dark alleyway and know she could come out alive, versus when she's with the hero, she'll tell her man, you know what, it's kind of dark, why don't we go around where the light is? Because she knows if your ass get in that motherfucker, you're going to be the one running. That's what she knows. But she also knows that the villain is bad for her. And just like chocolate, she loves bad things. You think women don't love the forbidden, the naughty, the taboo, things that intrigue them to say no, no. You think they run away from that. No, it is a centrifugal force that drives them to go beyond because they know they can be nastier, freakier, dirtier with the villain because the villain is not going to motherfucking judge them. Because see, the nice guy or the hero is going to restrict her from being nasty and dirty and slutty by judging her. Oh my God, I can't believe you want to wear a rabbit suit and hop around and put a slit. Why would you do that? Did something happen when you were young? That's not normal. You shouldn't. Oh my God, what do you mean? We go to the store and get a cucumber? You mean a cucumber to eat a salad? What would you do? Oh no, no, that's not right. Don't. No, that's just not good. That's just filthy. And that it's the hero that restricts her. It's the hero that sets limitations. And she knows with the motherfucking villain, we are going to break her ass free. She gets the little hammer. She gets to break the fucking glass. We do not restrict her on what the fuck she can be with us. And y'all guys, hey, y'all guys, hi, my name is Sarah, and you know what, I'm looking for a nice guy to go on walks with me, to talk to me. You know, I don't believe in sex and everything. I believe in we take our time because good things that happen are those that wait. And then it's the hero that says, okay, let me transform to that guy, take walks with her. And see you ain't gonna get no pussy. Hang out with her and see you ain't fucking. Go ahead and row that boat with her and see what the fuck going on. But you know what they won't tell you is that opposite fucking attracts. She doesn't want the motherfucker. She don't want to date herself. That's why she puts that out there. Because it's because she's nice to you as the hero. You feel that you're obligated to be nice back to her motherfucking ass. Are you fucking serious? Because you're so nice. Hey, you're so fucking nice. You know you don't want to do anything wild. You want to tame shit down.
Well, I just want to lay on top of you so I can look at your face while I stroke. Yes. Yes. I'm looking at your face. And this is so perfect. Wait, I'm about to come.
it's the hero. That's the child motherfucker. I'm sorry, man. Hold on. But it's the villain that says, get your ass on that table. Flip her ass over. Smack her ass. Pull her hair. Spin her face. Say, take this goddamn dick. Spread her ass cheeks open. Put his thumb in her asshole. Flip her over to the wall. Put her on this thing. Put her in a pretzel. Put her knees to her shoulders and just fuck the shit out of her. But see, that's what the villain does. Versus,
we're locked in eyes together as one. I want this moment to be special. And I can cry with you.
You see what the fuck I'm saying? Let me answer this question. Have you ever thought about doing anime's kids with those voices? No, man. No. I appreciate the question. But now let me keep going. Y'all want to call in? Y'all, I got you. You got questions? Go ahead and ask. But I'm breaking this shit down to y'all motherfuckers, man. It's the good guys that actually fuck women over. Because it's the good guys that actually lie to women.
I want a relationship. And I'll do all that shit to get the relationship. And then I'm gone. But I'll do whatever it takes.
You see what I'm saying? See, hey, y'all think it's the fucking villains part. No, it's you heroes that fuck shit up. You are the motherfuckers that screw women over. You think we are bad? No. You're bad because you come in lying to these women.
I want to be your friend because I believe in order to be lovers, we got to be friends.
Oh, is something wrong? Let's come over and talk about it because I care about your feeling. All that shit. See, y'all motherfuckers think it's us that hurts women. We don't hurt women. They hurt women because these motherfuckers out here lie to women. Pretend to be something that they're not to get something they know they can't have on their own. So they manipulate the woman, lie to the woman, deceive the woman, and then give her a failed bag of goods. Do you understand, guys, that women are fucking fed up of being the hero? They love the challenge. They don't want you to roll fruit at their feet. They don't want you to take a knee and kiss their ring. They don't want you to be available for them when they snap their fucking fingers. They don't want that. Yes, don't get it wrong. They love guys that worship them that way, but that does nothing to that motherfucking pussy of theirs. Does nothing for it, nothing to it. Hold on, so let me check something real quick. May have missed something from my dog and shit. All right, so we good. All right, I just want to make sure I got something from my... All right, so we good. What I am saying to you guys out here, and I know it's hard to understand, but they don't want what they can easily have, which is flooding the market. They want the challenge. They want somebody to say, you ain't shit. Question is asked. I'm sorry. Question is asked from J-Dog. He asked the question, how to be a bad boy? You're naturally a good guy. We are not bad. We are just men. You can, if you are being bad, you're playing a role. A villain does not try to be anything except who the fuck he is. He's not being bad. He's perceived as bad because he does the one thing that the good hero doesn't do, and that's go for what the fuck he wants, and he doesn't allow anything to get in his goddamn way. Move out of my way or you will get run the fuck over. It is your choice. And I'm not going to sit and wait for the squirrel to cross the street and sit around and scratch his balls and grab a nut and then wait there. Either get in my way or go. Talking says, a woman says, I need a guy that's going to tell me to shut the fuck up. Benz, I would tell you right now, go ahead and walk away. Now, I'm going to tell you why. If a woman has to tell you how to be, then you're not the man that she wants to fuck. So if I was you, I would just pack up and I would leave that fucking town alone because you will never be seen as a man in her eyes if she's got to tell your fucking ass what you got to be. And if she's got to tell you what you got to be, she doesn't respect you. So if I was you, I'd roll the fuck off and pick up and learn some goddamn game so they won't have to tell you that shit. See, the problem is with the hero is that she doesn't think she can change you. She knows she can change you because you're nothing but putty in her motherfucking hand. You're nothing but just putty. I am silly. Form me the way you want. But you know what? There is something in their DNA that thinks that they can change us. And they will do everything they can. And it makes her pussy wet because we are a challenge. She wants us to open up. She wants us to do the things that the hero does, but we don't do them. And because we don't do them, she fucks us that much faster. She can't get her way. And the fact that she can't get her way, she can't help but to hate us, to get mad at us, to say, well, you're on my fucking nerves. Get the fuck out of my face. Versus, oh, come here. You're so sweet. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel like there's a connection. Because all you guys want to do is give in to what the fuck she wants to do. Most of these women have daddy issues, all right? Most of these women try to take control over some indecisive, insecure, low self-worth feelings that they've always had. They've never felt good enough. And the only way they can feel good enough is by being with a motherfucker that is good enough. And that ain't the hero. The hero does not think he's good enough. That's why he's the hero, because he's trying to be good enough. The villain is good enough. And she knows if I fuck with or hang around a motherfucker that is, then I can be. Through him, I can be stronger. Through him, I can have a greater perspective. Through him, I can see why he's a bad motherfucker. I don't even see that shit. Question from Believer. Is it in their DNA or they just have been indoctrinated by Mickey as you? It's both. It's both. What do you mean? I don't understand. Yeah, it's both. It's both. They don't want nice guys. They don't want you good motherfuckers. They don't want you. They do not want, well, maybe they want you. They don't need you, though. That's the thing. They don't need you. They know with the hero, there is always an escape route. They know there's always an exit door every time they fuck with a hero, because when they want to go, they're fucking gone. And when they're gone, they don't look back. They already got the exit set up, and they already know when to fucking roll. And when they roll, guys, they don't come back, because there's nothing about you worth coming back to. But when they're fucking with the villain, there is no door that she makes. She can't make a door when there's a door that says, get the fuck out. There's a door that says, if you don't respect me, get the fuck out. If you're wasting my time, get the fuck out. If you're playing games, get the fuck out. If you're wasting my time playing games, beating around the bush, and doing all that silly shit, there's the fucking door. She doesn't have to even make a door, because there's a door already there that says, get the fuck out. And you guys think she hates that? Oh, they love that, because they realize that, guess what? We kick their asses out because they are not worthy of us. All these women out here, because of the lack of self-worth and their insecurity, they are already in self-destruct mode. They're already in that, okay? So do Do you think someone that feels shitty about herself wants to be around someone that lies to her to tell her she's good when he knows he doesn't even know she's good? He's just trying to make her feel good. Why do you think an asshole can say you're sexy and get ignored, and a bad boy says you're sexy and she holds on to that shit like it's life? Because a villain is not going to waste his words. And if I give you a compliment, that is a crumb that I'm pushing off the table, and she will become a crumb snatcher. Now, hold on, guys. I want you to listen to this shit, because I don't want y'all to get there. I don't want to think I'm being disrespectful to women, because look what the fuck they do with you all the time. How many crumbs have you fucking eaten off a fucking woman that gives you a your sweet crumb? Oh, that's nice crumb. Oh, you're so thoughtful crumb. Oh, you're so understanding crumb. Oh, you're such a great guy crumb. And all they're doing is giving you crumbs and not giving you one slice of pie and one slice of cake. So guess what? We give them motherfucking crumbs. Because if I tell you you look good, goddammit, you look fucking good. If I tell you you're motherfucking sexy, you're goddamn sexy. But see, when they say you're sexy, they don't listen to that shit. Don't believe me. Go to Facebook right now and look at a woman post a picture of herself. And look at all the guys, all the fucking heroes. Beautiful, sexy, gorgeous. Beautiful, sexy, gorgeous. Blah, 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 blah. Do you actually think that penetrates anything? As I told you before, it's like a paper ball hitting a wall, trying to knock it the fuck down, and it will not knock the fuck down because it's coming from a weak individual that's trying to kiss her ass. You're sexy. You're this, you're that. See, the villain makes her see sexy to make her feel sexy, to make her see things in herself that she doesn't even realize she has in herself. She has the capabilities of doing some of the nastiest things that she has never even imagined to do with a nice guy. She wants to do it with a motherfucking asshole. I remember we had a guy, a client, years ago. This ain't funny, but it happens. And I know you guys probably know something like this. He left the house, you know, he said goodbye to his wife, left the house, and he drove, I guess, 30, 40 minutes, and he had to turn around because he left something at home. He goes back at home, and he notices something's going on. And as he's looking out the window in the bedroom, he sees that fucking villain beating the shit out of his wife sexually. But that wasn't the thing that fucked him up. What fucked him up, he was seeing her do things to that motherfucker that she would never do with him. All that nasty shit. She ain't gonna lick your balls, hero. She ain't gonna swallow your nut, hero. She ain't gonna let you shoot it. Anything. Hey, she might get a towel and let you shoot in the towel so she can wrap it up and just go, ugh. Hey, let me throw away those weak kids. But with a fucking hero, oh my God. I don't want to kill those. All protein. With a villain, that's how it is. Most of you heroes are straight-laced library motherfuckers where the villain is nothing but drama. We don't create drama. The drama actually comes from the woman because she can't understand why it is she's so attracted to a motherfucker she can't stand. Why it is she can't get her motherfucking way from a motherfucker she can't understand. She can't understand that shit. But also what y'all don't understand, all you guys out there in relations right now, helicoptering your girl, well, who are you talking to?
And why are you talking to that guy? And I thought you said that he was just a friend. I don't understand why you're talking to those guys.
When they leave your hero ass, they will always find a villain to give you a fuck you. Because they know that they try so hard to hold on. Guys, let me tell you how it goes. They minding their own business. They think the relationship is perfect with a hero who doesn't fuck her, doesn't touch her, doesn't say anything sexy to her. So she thinks that her life is just basic and this is how it's supposed to be. And then, like those fucking movies and stories, or Madison County, Bridges of Madison County, a fucking villain rolls up on her ass and starts talking to her in a way that is making her feel a little uncomfortable. I don't mean creepy uncomfortable, but an uncomfortable feeling that maybe is activating something in her, but she doesn't understand. But you know what she's going to do? She's going to hold back. She's intrigued, but she's saying, oh, no, I have a man. I have a boyfriend. I'm married. I got someone in. No. Oh, that's sweet of you. Hey, baby, take my number. Call me next time. You have fun. Whatever, I'll take it, but I can't. I'm happy. And it's that same fucking villain that's talking to her in a way that her hero is not talking to her. And she starts to feel something inside of herself opening up. She does everything to do to suppress. Everything to do to suppress it. But gentlemen, what I keep telling you, if she's got to suppress it, you're already in her fucking mind. Because all of a sudden, out of the blue, in the middle of the night, it could be taking a shower. It could be laying next to that motherfucker in the car with him. There is going to be this weird thing called a villain fucking fantasy. It might come and go, but it might be a thought. It might be a blink of just him having his lips on her. And she shakes it off because she's trying to avoid that feeling. She doesn't want to mess with that feeling. I'm happily with my guy. But my happiness is tied into what the fuck he's doing for me, not who the fuck he is. So my happiness is actually not my happiness. And she's going to try to figure out ways to get this motherfucker out of her mind. And yet it's the same motherfucker that she wake up and she goes to work and she'll get a message saying, hey, what's up, sexy? You know what? I was just thinking about you. Have a good day. If you get a chance, give me a call. Other than that, I look forward to hearing from you soon. That's all it takes. But it's at that point, she looks at her phone and says, my guy never messages me. My guy never says anything like this to me. My guy never touches me. My guy doesn't even feel like, it just makes me feel like I'm just not worthy enough for him to touch me. Shout out to Miles. Miles, hey, guys, if y'all get a chance, I say this to Miles, I love my dog Miles. Guys, check out Miami. I think Miles posted it. Follow Miles on his YouTube. He posted just a fucking awesome video, and I'm sure he was the guy behind the camera, and you just got to see the camera angles and shit. Miles is a creative motherfucker. It just the camera angles and everything is a Miles. Great job, man. Respect to you, Miles. Got number love for you, man. Awesome fucking video, man. If y'all get a chance to see that video, check that shit out. Miles is a bad motherfucker. That's my motherfucking dog. Shout out to my boy Miles. But getting back, he's gonna let her know that, you know what, you ain't ready to fuck right now, which is cool. But I tell you what, I don't need to fuck you physically to get you turned on. I'm going to fuck you every which way without even fucking you at all by using the hero against you. Because your fight is not going to be with me. Your fight is suppressing me. Your fight is wondering why this motherfucker ain't doing the shit that I'm doing. Why isn't he talking to you that way? Why isn't he talking about how he wants you to dress? Why isn't he talking about not wearing any underwear? Why isn't he talking all these nasty things that the hero ain't even saying? Why isn't the hero touching you that way? Why isn't he talking nasty to you? She's suppressing and fighting these emotions to a point where she's going to give it the heave-ho. You know what the heave-ho is? This is when she's going to try to save it. This is when she's going to be like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Friday off. I'm going to go to Victoria's Secrets. I'm going to go buy the perfect lingerie. I'm going to cook the perfect meal that he likes. I'm going to put candles around, and I'm going to save this relationship because I love my man, and I want to make this work. And she's going to do all that shit. And that motherfucker going to come home and sit on the couch and be like, yeah, all right, baby, can you give me a beer? And all she feels, her heart sinks all the way through her pussy and just rolls to the wall and goes thump. Her self-worth just goes like this. She feels like shit. Because in her mind, she's trying to create and try to rekindle or try to bring back what she felt is missed because she's at the edge. And she doesn't want to go past that edge. She doesn't want to fuck with the villain. Listen to me, guys. She don't want to fuck with the villain, but she's going to try everything she can to make everything right. She's going to give it that Victoria's Secret outfit. She's going to fix his favorite meal. She's going to put some music on and turn the candles out only for the motherfucker to say, give me a beer. Why are you dressing that way? Girl, put some clothes on. And she's going to, her heart is going to sink. Because in her mind, she thinks she has given it her all and she's been fighting temptation. She's been fighting her sexual impulses with this fucking asshole that thinks he's God's gift to the world. And it might be a tear rolling down her goddamn eye. And she says, I just need to take a drive. And as she's driving in the middle of nowhere, she's sitting around and she's like, damn, this is my worth. He doesn't touch me. The hero doesn't touch me. The hero doesn't recognize I even bought a new outfit for him. He doesn't recognize that I cooked this meal for him. He doesn't recognize that I created this atmosphere for him. He doesn't recognize it, okay? He doesn't recognize it, okay? He doesn't know it. He doesn't recognize that I got my nails done. I got my hair fixed up. I tried to make this a moment to bring the hero back, to be the hero. But actually, he's not a hero. He's lying to me because this is not what he was in the beginning. Because when I first met him, he was doing all this shit. But now he got me. He's slacking the fuck off. And she looks at that number, 555, get your pussy broke. It might say evil, but 555, get that pussy broke. She knows she shouldn't dial that number. But what is she to do? She has low self-esteem, low self-worth, and she doesn't feel sexy, doesn't feel appreciated, doesn't feel wanted, doesn't feel anything because the hero was always the liar by portraying that he's the one that's going to do all these magical things and say, fuck those villains. Those villains don't give a fuck about you. Stay away from them bad guys. They don't give a fuck. One track thought, one track mind, one track person. How you don't want to be with someone like that. You don't want to be with someone like that. She just calls him. And what fucks her up is that he answers the phone not excited, not negative, but he's like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And she's thinking, the fuck is he in this? How does he know I'm hurt? How does he know I'm sad? How does he know I'm going through shit? But the villain who has been lied on, she's thinking, oh, he's just going to try to get me in bed. Because that's what I was told villains do. All they try to do is fuck us and do all this other stuff where the hero is trying to be the good guy that is actually trying to fuck. You know what the villain is saying? The villain is saying, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on, baby? What's up? You talk to me. What's up? And something's wrong here. Wait, what do you mean? Wait. He's supposed to be trying to get me back to his place. The hero has always been telling me to stay away from the villain. My daddy's been telling me to stay away from the villains out there. Everybody I know has always been telling me to stay away from these guys because all they want to do is fuck. But actually, the ones that want to fuck are the heroes that cover themselves up in good. The villain doesn't need to fuck because as soon as the villain says, let's talk, he's already undressing her. Here, when the villain says, what's going on? We can talk. What's up? He's undressing her here. He doesn't need to fuck her. But you know what happens is that she then just starts to let it go. What has been built up for months or years with you motherfuckers. She gets to finally release it without judgment. Without trying to fix it, but just having somebody that does the weirdest thing, that he's so bad, he's so evil, that he takes time to actually talk to her and not at her. And he's talking to her to let her know that even though that there are bad things happening, and even though you're feeling things that are happening right now, that the reason why I came up to you from the get-go is because I know there are things in you that you don't know about yourself. And I can see a woman who is always constantly beating herself down by trying to bring a hero up. And that's why you feel beat down, because all you do is all this shit for this motherfucker, and what do you get? Nothing. You might get a thank you, but you don't get a next and the following week. Hey, babe, you know what? I was thinking about what you did last week, and I want to say I appreciate. You don't get that shit. You get a lazy motherfucker that ain't doing shit. He ain't watching what you doing. He ain't looking out to do sexy things. But he's the hero, right? But he's got you thinking that. You want to stay away from the bad motherfuckers because they don't give a... All they want to do is fuck. But trust me, I'm the hero. I don't want to fuck. I want to be your friend. I'm not done. We're going to get into this shit. Let me answer this question real quick. We're going to get into this shit. Could the game be used to obtain wealth? The game is everything, brother. But if you want to get wealth, get a fucking education. Learn a craft and then learn how to do it and learn to put your fucking resume together, clean your fucking ass up, cut your goddamn hair and sit in that damn chair and show them why they should hire you. That's the wealth you want to get. If you want your own business, get the fuck off the YouTube shit and start working on your business. Be responsible, nigga. Talking what? Come on, man. Stop that shit, dog. Let me get back to my dogs that's listening to me. They're always going to tell them to stay away from us. The night her gay best friend is going to tell her to stay away from us. Her father's going to tell her. Society's going to tell her to stay away from us because we're actually bad for her. When actually she buys into the good that treats her like shit. worse than bad, treats her like shit, is not attentive, cannot read between the lines, can't make her feel sexy, can't show her appreciation, but yet be with the hero because, you know what, I want to be your friend. You know what the villain says? Fuck you, I don't want to be your fucking friend. I don't want to be anything to you. You got to show me you're worth my fucking time. But I promise you this. You want to know what comes with that? You climbing that fucking mountain. You climbing that. Get your fuck. You get to go to Gander Mountain, ladies. You get your ass to Gander fucking Mountain. And you get your equipment. And you get to fucking climbing the mountain to prove you're worth his dick. Now, I know a lot of women are saying, but wait a second. What? Why would I do that? Well, let me ask you a question, ladies. Why would you do that? Why would you want a man that, or a villain, that can read in between the lines where you never have to say that you have problems or issues, that he knows what's wrong? You don't want that. You don't want a man to make you feel like a fucking woman and make you feel sexy where you can't walk, bend over, or take any clothes off in him without making you feel sexy. You don't want a villain to take away your insecurities and your self-worth. I mean, the hero makes your self-worth and limitations bloom. But you don't want somebody that can help you realize that happiness is not in the fucking villain. That happiness will be in yourself. You don't want that, ladies, do you? You don't want that. You don't want a man that can make your toes curl in your mind. You don't want a man that will make your pussy wet in your mind. You don't want a man that will pull out your sexual self, that will make you feel appreciated. You don't want that in a villain, because if you want that, you got to work for it. But hey, don't work and be with the hero. Average dick, average conversations, average ass questions. Don't put any work. Don't do it. Don't do it. The villains are fine. We're good. We don't need that shit. If you've been seen as a simp hero by a woman, is it possibly seen as a villain by the same woman as working it out? Here's the thing, B. Here's your problem when you are weak and then become strong and try to push the strength over the weakness. Then it asks the question, who are you really? Because all I've known is a soft male hero. Now all of a sudden you trying to man up. All of a sudden you trying to have a standard. All of a sudden you trying to tell me how to live my life. Who are you? So you're going to cause confusion in that woman because she's expecting you to keep on with the hero. Here I come to save the day and flying and all that silly ass shit that y'all motherfuckers do. All that shit you do. See, the women don't know what comes with the villain because they don't understand what a villain actually is. They actually think the villain is the bad guy. But what does the villain give her through him? Structure. Because he's structured. It allows her to begin to see a picture of herself that she only sees. This is what she sees with the hero. Insecurity, low self-worth. I'm not good enough. Because if I was good enough, why isn't he touching me? Why isn't he saying sexy things? Why is he making me feel appreciated? Why is he always making me do this and making me do that? See, what she gets with the hero is more low self-worth and more low self-esteem. But with the villain, she gets to set vision and begin to see herself more than what the fuck she actually is being with him. She is in be able to communicate with herself and to be more impactful in what she says when she's with a villain. She is able to go beyond what she actually thinks she is with a fucking villain than a good fucking hero. She will be able to see what drive is. Whenever she feels down, she will learn how to pick her goddamn self up, because even though the villain is there, he is not going to pick her up. He's going to give her the tools to pick her own goddamn self up, which is even more than the good guy will ever do. The hero. She wants to fuck us. She just doesn't realize it, gentlemen. She just doesn't realize it. Because through the villain, she will see bravery through the villain. Not bravery by just pretending to be brave. She will see through his actions, his thoughts, and everything that he does that is going to show her that, holy shit, who the fuck is this guy? She's going to see a man that is mysterious, because every door she opens up. Now, remember, I showed you guys. Let me show you guys, for all you guys that don't know. Let me show you what the hero is. Let me give y'all an example. Let me find that shit real quick. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We appreciate y'all, guys. If y'all want to call in, you can. But we are spitting game today. Let me show y'all this shit. Give me a second. Let me find that shit. All right, so where is it at? Give me a second. Let me find that shit. Let me find it. Give me a second, because I'm going to show you what she gets with the fucking hero, okay? I'm going to show you what the fuck she gets with the hero versus what she gets with a fucking villain. Now, we know she gets that shit. We ain't talking about that bullshit today. Hold on, let me get to that shit. Hold on, let me find that shit. Where art thou? I think it's probably here. Hey, where'd I put that shit, motherfucker? You know me, Matt. Okay, so let me show you what she gets with the hero. What she gets with the hero is this fake motherfucker that comes like the mighty wizard. Oh, beautiful, gorgeous woman. Oh, queen of all queens. Queen, my queen, my queen. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, my God. Let me show you how worthy I am. Allow me to take you out to dinner. Allow me to kiss your ass. Allow me to beg and barter for that beautiful pussy. Oh, queen of nebula type bullshit. And she buys into the bullshit. And as soon as she opens the first and only door of this motherfucker, this is what the fuck she sees. A fake hero that has lied to get her pussy. And once he gets it, if he gets it at all, is going to just lay the fuck back and do nothing. Because that's all they are. But what I'm saying to you guys is, what happens when she opens a door that is opening other doors, that is infinite, that is always going and pushing? She'll never reach his core, because he is just different. He is not trying to get her. He's not begging for her attention. He's not begging her to like him. He's not begging for anything. You either going to ride with me or you take your ass on. I don't give a fuck. We good, okay? All right? But what I'm saying is that you, Stephanie, but you do pay it, Stephanie. But here's the problem. You pay it. Let me show you what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Hold on. The 7-Eleven, wait, give me something. Go to Stephanie. Stephanie, here's the thing, baby girl. That y'all do pay attention, because that motherfucker's giving y'all nothing but lies. Oh, you're so beautiful, and you know what? I just want to take my time, and I want to get to know you, and I want to learn all about you, because I believe that men and women can be friends. I don't want to sleep with you. I think I just want to get to know you, and I want to know what school you went to. What are you looking for in a relationship? Tell me about your last boyfriend so I can tell you that I'm not that guy. I'm your hero. So y'all love that shit, Steph. Y'all eat that shit up. But you goddamn know you want that motherfucker to say you ain't shit until you get up and climb that fucking mountain and show me that you're more than a piece of pussy. Because if that's all you bring to my table is some pussy, then take your fucking ass on. You're wasting my time and all the other women that are in line waiting to get at me. Because I'm the shit villain. And I know you guys, these women, hate to hear that shit, but they cream off that shit, guys. They can tell you all they want. Nah, that's not me. I don't like guys like that. That's not me. And you know that woman that says that? Not that you women saying that. But any of you women listening to me right now thinking that shit or thinking it never, later on if you listen to this, all you women listen to that shit, go right now and find that sucker that's giving you everything and go ahead and marry him. Bet you won't do it. Bet you won't do it. The hero that's going to give you every fucking thing you want, bet you won't fuck with him. But you say, ah, nah, the villain, no, I don't want a guy like that. Bullshit. You cream over motherfuckers like that because he makes you dirty and nasty and bad. Not good. Steve, you're basically saying that be calm, cool, and collective villain, that you'll give her the ultimate experience, but the hero is conceding all the other ways to keep. I'm not going to give her shit. I am the experienced motherfucker. As the villain, I'm Walt fucking Disney. I'm the roller coaster ride, the fucking funnel cake. I'm the fucking Ferris wheel. I'm everything. I'm not a experience. I'm the experience. Fuck you mean a? No. I'm not here to give her anything. She's got to make a choice that that's what she wants, caller. Because the villain ain't begging, bartering. Oh, please be with me. Fuck no. Fuck no. The reason I'm cool, calm, and collective is because I know shit that she doesn't know that you motherfuckers don't know. I'm saying, 7-Eleven, I'm saying to you is that the hero is actually the villain. The hero is lying to her. The hero is selling her a bag of goods. That's, I'm the good guy. Trust me. I'm going to be there for you. And guess what? He's not there for her. But the villain doesn't have to say that shit. He shows through his behaviors. Listen to what I'm saying. You guys got a question? Go ahead and ask. We'll continue. I'm breaking shit down. The motherfucking villain has no obstacles. And what do you think a woman's going to feel like when she's around a motherfucking person that does not see any obstacles, thus in her life, remember, low self-esteem, relationship issues, body image issues, age issues, all these self-esteems and all these low self-worths. What if she gets with a motherfucker that says, it's okay, be with the fuck you are, girl. That's why you with me. She gets self-worth and she gets esteem from us. But we're not the ones giving it to her. We're showing her how to build it herself through being with us. Because we're not playing any games or tricks or manipulation. Because at any time she wants to leave, there's the fucking door. There's the fucking door. Goodbye. We dismiss, as I told you. Shout out to the 127 likes. But let's talk on that. Let's get deep. Let's get deep. 107 likes. Thank you. Let's get deep. Let's get deep here. This is one thing, y'all. We ain't getting deep. Let's get deep. The beautiful thing about the villain that I keep trying to tell you is that the villain himself knows that this thing called rejection, this thing called failure, this thing called a woman allowed to say no is something that's unavoidable. He knows I can't get every woman, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to stop doing what I do. She's allowed to say no. She's allowed to say I have a boyfriend. She's allowed to say she's married. But well, guess what? I'm allowed to go after what the fuck I want to go after. But the villain, unlike the hero in all of this, the villain knows that rejection and failure are a part of life, and we accept it. It doesn't define us, but we accept life and what comes our way. And whenever we're growing, and whenever we're evolving, and whenever we're learning a brand new kiss move, a brand new way to touch her, a brand new way to make her smile, a brand new way to make her think, we're learning something new for ourselves. But we will actually take the risk to step outside in the unknown and do the thing that we work so hard on to actually look to fucking fail. I don't think y'all heard me. See, y'all start to look to succeed. Gentlemen, the beautiful thing about failure and rejection to a villain is like a shadow. We are not satisfied because we get a woman. That's expected. Because we have so much depth and pushing ourselves beyond who the fuck we are, we do not take something and expect for it to be successful. We don't want it to be successful. We want to be able to take it in the film room, look it over, make tweaks to it, and then take it to the studio and make more tweaks to it because we want to perfect it. We cannot perfect something. We can't do that. We've got to keep pushing whatever it is beyond our comfort zone. We have no choice. You have a choice to stay in your fucking box like that third fucking pig. We ain't got that choice. We want things to work out for us, yes. But failure, rejection, and loss, man, we love that shit. That's what, man, that's the sex in it. That's the beauty in this shit. Oh, my God. Man, when they say no, when they reject you, when they say they don't want you, you want to know why it's so great, why it's good? This is great as sex. Because it's not our loss. Do you actually think it's our loss? If I'm the one that can take her to her core and she says no to me, am I sad? If I'm the one that can take her to her core and she says she's not interested in me, I'm supposed to be in my fucking way. Do you think that is going to stop me? She doesn't know what the fuck I am. She actually thinks I'm the hero.
Well, it's okay if I, well, can we Netflix and chill?
Fuck out of here. This is why I keep telling all you guys, man. Failure is beauty. It's beautiful. It's a Mona Lisa. How is a woman to even know that where she is at all of her life, from the moment she meets you, she is at the beginning of what she is, not the end. But she doesn't know that until she makes the decision. In her decision, we cannot disrupt the decision. We cannot manipulate the decision. Manipulation, we don't try to beg. We don't try to pander. And we don't try to force her to decide. That's the rule of what we've got to do. We just show up and just show her that we are opportunity. And if she chooses not to take said opportunity, she chooses to say that I'm not interested. She chooses to say I have a boyfriend. Chooses to say that you're not my ideal person of what I see. That's beauty. Because that's like a woman looking at a bag or a box that says, if you grab and buy into that box, it will show you actually that you are not what the fuck you think you are as far as your feelings, and you are not what you think you are. And if you take that box is actually going to show you that you haven't even reached who you fucking think you are. You are limiting yourself by being around a bunch of limited motherfuckers. But, hey, if you wanna just bypass the box, don't think the next one won't bypass the box. She doesn't have to see the box, but here's the beautiful thing. Even if she gets your number, your information, she'll start to realize that there is more to this motherfucker than meets the eye. And, oh, shoot, I'm glad I got his information, because, boy, I would be a dumb motherfucker if I were to pass up opportunity. All we are as villains is opportunity to show her that we are more than what she actually is. Oh, no, it's villains because we're going to make you bad. Oh, you're going to be bad. And you peaches, you're going to do bad things. And you're going to be bad. And you're going to love being bad. And you're going to love doing, you're going to love cheating on your fucking man. Oh, you're going to love just, you know, those guys you're dating. You're going to love putting them off for me. You're going to love being at his fucking table, eating his fucking meal while you're texting me on the back end. Oh, you're going to cream over that shit because that's what the fuck we bring out of you. And I know you don't see it because you don't do that around the losers because you get tired of their loser ass mentality. A woman said that she could not meet up with me because of her job. How do I turn it around? Her favor, sent the email. Interesting gamer. Come on, think. What do I keep telling y'all guys to do is think, how do you conquer this, man? She can't meet up with you because of her job. How do you conquer it? It's a perfect excuse for her to make it up to you, man. Then I got a great way to make it up to you, to me. I'm free Saturday, 1 o'clock, on the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air. I got a way for you to make it up to me. I'm free Sunday, 4 o'clock, at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. How the fuck do you not see this shit, dweller? She has a job. Use it to your benefit. It gives you a reason to tell her to make it up to you. I know you want to see me, but I know your job is important, but I'm still going to give you a chance to make it up to me. I'm free this day, this time, this place. And you can either make it up by giving me an extra hug, or you can make it up by giving me an extra kiss. I'll let you decide, but I'm going to let you make it up. Because the last thing I want to do is waste my fucking time and your time. So I'm going to give you a chance to find some time to make it up. Because if you can't make it up to me, I'm dismissing your ass because that tells me you ain't got no motherfucking character. You see how that shit works, brother? Gamer? Come on, think, man. Everything they say can be a victory for you when you make it about you. Force her to be more than what the fuck she is. When you force her to be more than what the fuck she is, it pushes her outside of her comfort zone. She's boxed in. Push her beyond the comfort zone. That's what I'm saying. That's the game. Don't let a woman try to dictate how you fucking move. Let her move. Remember, we in the villain's house, we've got this statue. There is this mighty statue of a woman, and she's holding these beautiful words that we live by every time we see the fucking statue, and it says this. This is what I'm saying. When you gonna be a motherfucker to start telling her ass what the fuck to do? You are going to make it up to me. That's what the fuck you're going to do. And guess what? You can say no, and I can dismiss your ass, and I'll bring the next one in. Because don't think I ain't got another one waiting in the wings. You should know that by the way I am. So go ahead. Go ahead. Drop the bag. Drop your opportunity to go beyond that. Please, go right ahead, because I will dismiss you and move away. And guys, listen, and I want you guys, all you nice motherfuckers, don't think I'm being mean to women. Because let me tell all you weak motherfuckers, when they dismiss you, they don't even think about you. When they dismiss your ass, you're done. So don't think I'm saying anything mean or anything rude. I'm keeping it a buck. Fuck that. Guys, you got a question y'all got to ask? Lines are open. Lines are open for 6 more minutes, but we are answering the questions. We got you. We're still chopping it up. We got a lot to talk about. I'm not done. Because the reason why she ain't fucking with you heroes and the reason why she gonna fuck with us is because you good motherfucking guys, as soon as you see her, you complicate shit. As soon as you see her. Do y'all hear what the fuck I'm saying? I don't think y'all heard what the fuck I'm saying. As soon as you see her, you overcomplicate things. And you become obsessed with the complication. And then you become overwhelmed with that shit. Oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh, she's so pretty. Oh, my gosh, she got a fat ass. Holy shit, what the fuck? Okay. So, I got to make sure that I do this and I got to do that. You know what the fucking villain does? He keeps it fucking simple. I'm going to layer it, and I'm going to add more layers as we go along because I already fucking know where I'm taking this shit. Do you actually think these women who play dumb don't know where the fuck they're taking you? They already know what you are. Hi, how are you? Oh, hey, girl. Hey, and she's saying to her fucking scribe bet. Hey, girl, that's going to be my chauffeur. He got a nice car, you can drive me. Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, okay. Hold on a second. Mark him down for bank. You next? Okay, bitch. Shoulder to cry on. You don't think women don't think that shit? See, y'all motherfuckers don't know how cold women are. Y'all don't know how fucking cold women are. And what I'm saying to you, you don't overcomplicate you because you're not an overcomplicated motherfucker. You're just complicated to her. See, gentlemen, when she sees you and realizes that you're different, guys, the prime example, I just want to show you. I love this, the prime example. I want all my dogs to look at this shit. This is a prime example. I want to give it to you. Let me find this shit. I want to show you beauty. When a woman realizes that you are more than she actually can fucking take or chew. Gentlemen, y'all remember this right there. Like I've always showed you. I'm just going to give you an example. It's a very attractive woman. Very attractive. Well, hey, guys, a mutt. She got a little bit of mix in it, right? Very attractive woman, right? As bad as she is, and as many fucking guys that are kissing her fucking ass, what is she saying right here? What the fuck is she saying right there? When she, I keep telling you, y'all don't see that shit. I keep telling you, it doesn't matter how fucking bad they are. When they roll up on your villainous motherfucking ass, they're going to realize from the jump of meeting you, they're going to realize that you are actually out of their fucking league. And they're right. They're actually fucking right. We are out of their league because we're not insecure. We don't have low self-worth. We don't hide behind fucking eyeliner, makeup, and all that shit. We are out of their league. Right? It's the truth. It's the fucking truth. But don't worry, ladies. You're out of their league, so don't worry. So it kind of balances out. You're out of the heroes league. Or the hero's not in your league, and you're not in our fucking league. So it kind of balances out. So that's the good news, ladies. I don't want you to think it's one-sided. You will always be better than the heroes. But then the hero, when he sees the woman, guys, make sure all my dogs out here, All my dogs out here listening. Gentlemen, let me show you. All my dogs, I appreciate y'all. Listen, please, guys, ask away. Please, take notes. Ask questions. We got you. The line's about to shut down, but I'm keep going. I'm going to keep going. So ask questions. We got you covered. There are no dumb questions. And I'm trying to show you motherfuckers, the more you act like a fucking villain, the more pussy you're going to get. And I'm showing you why. You see, the fucking hero that lies to the woman is the motherfucker caught up in instant gratification. He is seduced by instant gratification, and he is locked in that prison of gotta get it right now. I gotta get it to my house tonight. I gotta get the pussy right now. Has no self-control. He has no self-discipline, and he never achieves any shit. Let's talk about the villain. There is no instant gratification from the villain. As I told you guys, and I know it's going to sound like I'm going to be a dick right now. I know y'all think I'm a dick right now about what the fuck I'm about to say, but y'all know, guys, I'm going to keep it a buck. There is no instant gratification with a fucking villain. There is a reward system when it comes with a villain. When you get my curiosity, you get a little bit more of me. When you get my attention, you get a little bit more of me. When you're worth my motherfucking time, you get a little bit more of me. When you get my respect, you get a little bit more of me. And when you're worthy of the motherfucking dick, you get a little bit more of me. It's a reward system, gentlemen. A reward system that a villain has. She cannot just show up. She cannot just show up looking good. She's going to have to roll her fucking arm, her sleeves up, and she's going to have to get dirty and muddy. I keep telling you, she got to take that pack, put that shoulder pack on her shoulders, because she got to start to do some work. Hey, I guess you can wash the dish that way and dry it off that way. Tuck in the bed. Hey, come on, tuck. Look at that. Look at the arm thing. Tuck the bed. Huh? Go for it. Vacuum. See that shit? I'm showing you the different. See, this is why our arm is hurting. All the different moves. Massage. You got to roll the hips when you massage his back. You got to come under when you're roking his feet. So all this shit, ooh, ladies, shoulder, ooh, put that ice pack on that motherfucker, ooh-wee, because the benefits are great. So you just got to decide, the ladies just got to decide, do they want the benefit of being with a fucking man? And she can say, you know what, guys? She can say, no, fuck you. And guess what her life's going to be? Boring. She's going to be lonely and fucking boring. Check it out. She doesn't do anything, and yet she has a boring life. She does something, and yet her life is plentiful. But she has got to be smart enough to weigh it out, guys. We don't force this shit on them, bruh. We don't force this shit on them. But let me keep going. See, all you guys out there, all you heroes, when you actually see the woman in front of you, you are overwhelmed by fear. Because listen, what did I keep telling you? Guys, take your notes on this. This is important. All my dogs, take notes on this. When you're going after the pussy, you're going to get caught up in your feelings and your emotions. And those feelings are going to trigger emotions. And what feelings am I talking about? Feeling of embarrassment, rejection, criticism, worry, all these things, judgment, all these things that you're going to do That, guys, think about what I'm saying. And what's crazy is y'all are doing the same things over and over again. Isn't it odd that y'all keep going after the pussy, but yet you're overcome by fear and you tip a toe and walk on eggshells and you don't even realize that you're doing it? And to only lose that woman, to do it with another woman, because all you're doing is going after the wrong motherfucking things, man. The villain has no fear, because what the villain is going to do is conquer. He's not trying to conquer the pussy, because that's like stepping on an anthill. The pussy, conquering a pussy is not. Oh, man. I mean, don't y'all guys, like if your birthday's coming up, don't you want that flat screen TV? Don't you want that nice piece of jewelry or that watch? Don't y'all want some new jewelry around your neck? Don't you want those Jordans or those Yeezys? Don't you want a little bit, you going out of town, here's some fuck money. Have a good time, baby. Don't you want a brand new phone? Don't you want surround sound? Don't you want to have her hire a motherfucker to detail your car or her take it? I mean, dude, all you motherfuckers want is just, but come on, man. Are you serious? Don't you want more? Then be more. Because all you guys out there, you actually think these women are not capable of doing that? I promise you they are. I promise you they are worth it. They will do that shit because the value they get from you is worth its weight in fucking gold. But also the hero, the good guy, he's worried about making fucking mistakes. And because he's worried about making mistakes, he doesn't take the risk. Thus, when he doesn't take the risk, that's where the feelings come in. That's where he becomes emotional, because all he's doing is going after the pussy. That's all he's doing, is going after the pussy. Trying to succeed, afraid of making the simple fucking mistake, because one mistake can lead to me losing her. So, oh my God, I've got to say everything perfect. So when she messages me, I've got to wait. I've got to say the perfect text message. I've got to send the perfect text message. I've got to say the perfect thing. I've got to do the perfect this. And I've got to be perfect that. I've got to be everything she wants me to be, because if I don't, I'm going to lose her. Where is the fucking villain that makes her pussy wet, doesn't give a fuck about the mistakes, because he's so busy challenging his motherfucking self to be more than what the fuck he actually is. He is trying to go up. He is trying to spread his comfort zone. He ain't trying to stand around and prove who he is. It's not his business to prove who the fuck he is. Are you fucking serious? What should I ask from a woman besides cooking and cleaning laundry? Brother, you don't ask for anything. Brother, you don't ask for anything. Let me show you how it works. This is how it's going to work. The way it's going to work is one of these days, one of these women, when you learn how to be a fucking man, is going to want to have a quote-unquote powwow or a talk with you, wondering, why don't you come over? Why don't you message me? Why don't you see me? Why aren't you spending time with me? Why aren't you doing any of these things? It is at that point where you can let her know. You don't have to, listen. You know how cold it is when a woman calls you up and you have another woman cleaning your house right now and she calls you and asks you what you're doing? See, you superheroes going to say, well, I ain't doing anything. Let me tell you what a villain going to say. Hey, what's up? Hey, you know what? I got company over right now, and I'll call you later. Who, you got another girl over there? Yes, I do. And you know, if you were over here and a woman called, I would treat her the same way I'm treating you. So she's over here cleaning up and everything, and I'm going to spend a little time with her. And you think that's bad. See, y'all motherfuckers think that you have a woman clean your house over there because she want to come over and clean. I'm telling you. I'm telling all you guys out there, you don't have to say shit to her, because when she's asking you what you're doing at your house, you're in the background, or you hear her singing. Hey, you know what's so great is when they're so happy washing the dish, they sing, or they'll put the little iPods in their ear, or whatever, and they'll just sing while they're cleaning up and shit. And she calls you up, and she asks you what you're doing. She can hear another woman in the background and ask you what's going on. Oh, yeah. This old girl over here washing my dishes and shit. She's just coming over washing my dishes. What? Wait. Am I supposed to say, oh, no, I'm not doing anything? Fuck no. I got someone over at my place. Well, why are you getting upset? Because you never offered to come clean my dish. I'm not asking you to wash my dishes. If you want to know the truth, she wants to spend time with me. She knows I'm a very busy person. So she found a loophole to spend time with me by coming over and doing some shit. Now she get my time. You don't have to do anything. And listen to me, guys. You don't have to tell these women any goddamn thing. Thank you, 154 likes. You don't have to tell these women anything. But if you want to know why I'm not texting you, why I'm not being smooth with you, why I'm not doing, because why should I? You're wasting my time. You're wasting my fucking time. But if you actually want to know, if you ever want to come, listen. Why is that bitch over there? Why she got to be over there? What the fuck you mean why she got to be over here? I didn't ask her to come over. She chose to come over because she wants some of my time. My time. That's how you do it. You don't have to ask her for shit, because they're going to... Guys, let me show you how trifling women are. Let me show you how trifling women are. I got clients right now that have women not only take selfies of her over the motherfucker's house, she will tag the motherfucker in all the other women. It's beautiful. All the other women see that he got a girl over the house, and they're like, well, why is she over there? What you mean, why is she over there? She's over there because you ain't over here. She decided, I'm not at, listen to me. Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? If you got Conversation 101, you get the download, man. What the fuck are you talking about? When did you, don't, just send me an email. Don't ask me questions about other shit. Send me an email. Sorry, guys, I apologize. What I'm saying is that the woman, they love to do this shit. Because if you're the motherfucker that's showing them they're more than actually what they are, they're paying their tax by doing shit that they want. Listen, you don't force them to come over. Listen to me. The competition will force them to come over. Because if you call me and I'm quick to get out the phone with you, you know somebody's either fixing my bed, folding some laundry, washing the dish, or cleaning up. And you know I got to go. Because guess what? If you were over my place and my phone rang, I would get rid of them just as fast, because that would be disrespectful to you. So you already know what it is. If I tell you I'm busy right now, I can't talk right now, I have company right now, you already know. And guys, don't think they ain't going to get mad. Like, guys, wait a second. You think they're going to get mad? Fuck no, they ain't going to get mad. They're not going to get mad. And what's so cool about it is, see, the hero guys, listen to me. You know what the hero does? I'm not doing any, shh, be quiet. I don't want to know. No, you're going to know the truth. You ain't the only one. You knew you weren't the only one. And guess what? If you want to come see me later on, I'll put you on. You come, hey, come on later. But you're coming over, but she wants to come over, and she's like, well, I'll pick up some steak. I'll go to the store, get some chicken. I go by Chili's Fridays. I go to the steakhouse and pick us something up. I mean, ladies, I mean, come on now. I mean, what, I'm supposed to tell her? Well, I can't see you because this one wants to see me. That's just coming over for what? Pussy? Something that I get all the time? Fuck out of here. Nope. I can't see you. Do you see what I'm saying? And I know, hey, listen, guys, I know you think women won't accept that shit. I promise you they will. I know you, guys, I know you think I'm talking crazy. I know you motherfuckers think I'm talking crazy. I promise, guys, when you hide that you have women and shit, they don't want your fucking ass. They don't want you. Because the guy that's closed off, dude, if she said, I'm sorry, what? Repeat the question. God damn it. What the fuck you mean, I'm sorry, what? Repeat the fucking question. And if she cannot do what you're saying, you tell her to take care and dismiss their motherfucking ass, man. Listen, in order to get them, you got to be willing to get rid of them. I'm telling you, stop trying to keep them and cover them and lock them up and chain them down. You got to get rid of them because they're not used to motherfuckers doing this shit. I'm showing you. I'm telling you, man. You tell her, if she says, sorry, what, you tell her ass again and be more specific and let her fuck up herself so you can dismiss her goddamn ass. Now, getting back to the hero, write this shit down. The fucking hero, hey, that motherfucker is closed-minded to any sexual idea. He just wants to, look, he wants to graciously lie you on the bed and get on top of you, like I showed you before, man. His ideas are boring. His perspectives are boring. He has no fresh insight on anything. So why the fuck would a woman want to be with somebody like that when she can be with a motherfucker that achieves? That a motherfucker that will, hey, the villain has what is called a beginner mindset with something new. That means he's starting from the fucking ground floor and he's going to work and bust his ass to get to the top. You don't think she wants to be with someone like that? Someone that really strives and pushes forward to new perspectives, new sexual ideas and shit. That's what I keep trying to tell you, man. Mm-mm. No. Because the hero, when he sees the woman, is already fucked because he doesn't even know how to talk to the fucking woman. He's not flexible. Flexible. I keep telling you, women are like fucking music. Jazz women, blues, pop, rock, golf, metal, soul, fucking funk, hip-hop, house, techno, techno-hardcore, country and western, opera, theater, they're all different. And the fucking average superhero is not flexible enough to know that he's got to be air, sand, and water. Because everything he sees is a setback to things he doesn't know and things he doesn't understand. There's no passion. To her, there is no creativity. There is not, you're not tapping in to untapping it, unlocking her curiosity. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. We'll talk about tapping in to the world of opportunity, the world of dick. The world of opportunity, the world of dick. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because that's what she's got to work for. The world of opportunity, the world of dick. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But what I'm saying is a beautiful thing like about the villain is that the bad guy will always have a curious, imagining, fucking adventurous, childlike nature in itself to challenge himself, to ask his fucking self insightful questions to force him to think differently for all the circumstances, man. You're a one-trick pony as a hero. But that goddamn motherfucking villain, he's asking and talking to himself, trying to figure himself out. He's not trying to figure out the woman. He knows what's in front of him, but he knows what he has to do for himself, gentlemen. The hero, because he's in his feelings, he doesn't know shit about himself, he gives up too easy. Just gives up. When we were young, it was that motherfucker take his ball and go home. See, the one thing about us when we were young back in the old days, and I'm old and shit, we always, in the neighborhood, there was always the loser kid, right? But the one thing the loser kid's parents knew, they had game, okay? So the loser's parents would make sure that the loser kid had the brand new football, the brand new basketball, the brand new wiffle ball or baseball bat, the brand new gloves and all that other stuff. So the kids in the neighborhood will let them play. See, the parents had game because the parents knew that with the new shit, that if he wasn't picked to play, that he would what? Take his ball and go home. So even though he was the sorriest motherfucker, the parents who had game equipped the losing little kid with a ball and shit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know that motherfucker. Ah, fuck. But he got a brand new kickball. Ah, fuck. Here he come again. But he has a brand new basketball, a brand new football. So we like, okay, I pick this guy. They be picking. They're like, okay, hey, I'll pick you. Come on. Just run over there and do whatever the fuck you want. Because they knew the kid would take his ball home. So the parents were gamed up. The parents were gamed up. Hey, Brian, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you for the super chat, brother. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. So what I'm saying is that as a man, they give up easily because they lack the fortitude, the willpower, the self-belief, and the fucking determination to move forward. There is no, I want to be more. I want to be better. Listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. And I'm not trying to knock that knucklehead little loser-ass kids. I'm just saying, I'm keeping it real. There is no sense of motherfucking urgency in the hero. So he's going to quit because he's going to bum rush the gate of pussy and he's going to fail. Whereas the villain is not looking to give up. He ain't even looking to give fucking in. He's only looking for ways and reasons to move forward because He's not looking. Listen, gentlemen, this is deep. He's not looking for her. He's not looking for the woman. He's not looking at what you're looking at because he sees the game differently. What he's looking at is, this is deep, guys. He's not looking at the woman. He's looking at the first thing, which is his why. Why do I want this? What is important about this? Why do I need to move at this point? He's on his whys to move him forward. He's thinking about moving forward by answering his own fucking question. He's answering his own question. The hero will always lose because the hero is always in the moment. The moment when he sees her. The moment when she says hi. The moment that she sends him a text message. The moment that she says, okay, I guess I'll go out with you. He's always in the moment, meaning that, guess what? He doesn't prepare and he doesn't plan ahead. And because of lack of preparation that he has for himself is going to show that he has weak decision making and weak ass actions, and he's misdirected, misguided. And you think she's going to fuck that guy? You think she's going to suck that dick of that motherfucker? What happens when she meets a motherfucker that already has everything, not just plan, but 10 steps ahead of that plan? That he's not thinking about right now. The villain is thinking about tomorrow. He's thinking about next week. He's thinking about next fucking month. Because as I said, for all you motherfuckers that listen to me, I forgot to tell you, we are in the fucking 6 month. And shame on you motherfuckers. Shame on you. I've got to tell you when I first started. God damn it. 6 months. We are at the halfway point. And look at what the fuck you are from December 31st. You have fucking failed. We're at the halfway point. And what have you done for yourselves? What have you made of yourselves? This is 6 months that has been lost. You have wasted 6 months of your fucking life. You can never get those 6 months back that you fucking wasted. Smoke that, motherfuckers. Let me keep going. See, because the hero, guys, does not plan, does not think, does not move, what that motherfucker does is always procrastinating on everything that he does. Just like I'm saying, 6 months, the hero, all you heroes that watch that ball drop at 11:59 and 50 seconds, and you sat around with your little top, little pointy-ass hat and your fucking little drink and looked at your loved one or looked at your friend and said, well, this is going to be my year. This is it. This is going to be here. I'm going to be different. I'm going to change. I'm going to be da-da-da-da-da. Procrastinating. Delaying. It's your fucking life. Delaying the shit that is going to help you grow and be a better man. And you don't even understand your thirst and want for pussy is so great that that's the one thing holding you back. It's why you're not taking action. It's why you have so much uncertainty. It's why you're insecure. And it's why you're hiding in your fucking house made of bricks, because everything you are is just based off of fucking. Off a piece of pussy. But you know what? That villain, that bad guy, that guy that everybody doesn't want these women to be around, you know what makes their pussy wet? Because that motherfucker is challenging his goddamn self. Timely moves. telling himself that so fucking what? You made one step, go to the next step, bitch. And once you get to that next step, you still ain't making. Get up off your fucking ass and keep pushing forward. Make progress. And I don't give a fuck if it's an inch or a fucking mile. You better move one step forward, goddammit, because that's the fucking way. There is no other way. You cannot stay still. Staying still is death. We don't die. Stay still. Take that inch. Create. Work on yourself. Get out there and get your ass rejected. Take that inch. Well, I can do it tomorrow. It's only 6 months, Steve. I got 6 months left. The year's not over, Steven. So why are you saying that? I'm just taking my time. And you wonder why they ain't fucking you. And you wonder why they ain't sucking your motherfucking dick. Because if you're moving, who the fuck do you think has got to catch up or they're going to get left behind? Why do you think she's got to be on her A game, man? Because if she ain't keeping up, she's going to get dropped. Y'all don't even see that shit. But when she see a motherfucker in your house cleaning and she can hear a voice in the background, oh, I bet you she going to keep up. She might pout, but she going to step the fuck up because she going to realize she ain't the only one. See, with the hero, you know what she hears when she called a hero? The cricket noises and shit. She can hear rat piss on cotton. So she don't give a fuck. So she don't have to give any A game. Where the fuck you going, hero? You ain't going no fucking where. You want this pussy. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going to dismiss me, you weak motherfucker. I can just kick my feet up. I can kick my feet up and lay back, and you ain't going to do shit. What I'm saying to you motherfuckers is that when you are moving like I'm showing you, she going to realize she better step up her game. She better roll her fucking sleeves up because, hey, if she doesn't roll her sleeves up, she gets to go back down to Loserville and be exactly what she's always been, and she's going to miss out on those days where she went a little bit beyond the edge, and she's going to be like, oh, I miss it. Kind of like the bridges of Madison County. When that motherfucking bitch decided not to go with Clint, dog, oh, her heart sunk. Oh, my God. She walked in that house, man. She was fucked up. She was fucked up for the rest of her life. Thank you, 167 likes. She was fucked up her whole life, gentlemen. Because the hero is good, because the hero is always underestimating his power. He underestimates his moves. He doesn't take action because he underestimates the action. He doesn't want knowledge because he doesn't accept it. He accepts who he is today and believes that's all the fuck he's going to be. Who the fuck wants to fuck that? The villain is always committed to his motherfucking self and will make the necessary sacrifices to be a better man. He is going to lose women. Now, I didn't tell you you're going to keep them all. You're going to lose them because you rather sacrifice the fucking woman that's disrespecting you, the lazy-ass woman, the woman that's expecting you to take her out to dinner, kiss her ass, and buy her shit, even though she does 9 things right. He's willing to sacrifice that because he loves himself that much more. And y'all don't even see it. Y'all don't see it, gentlemen. The motherfucking hero is not focusing on the here and now. He's not focusing on positive because he's in his fucking emotions. What is he always thinking about? His fucking feelings. His weak, soft ass feelings. Focusing on everything bad and everything negative. Focusing on all the shit that's not even working. Focusing all on everything what can go wrong. Focusing all on the worst case scenarios. What if I say no? And what if I talk to her and she says no? Well, heck, what if a boater falls off a fucking cliff? What if I go up to her and she says she has a boyfriend? Oh, my God. Well, oh, my God, what would happen? Like a bitch. Let me answer this question real quick. See, what's the best way to break and cut off ties with a girl? Also, whenever a woman you're with is young, never gave you proper closure to. Sir, the best way to cut ties is to cut ties. But here's your problem. Again, your problem is what a lot of y'all guys do. You never set a standard. I don't know where I put it at. I got to find it. But I'll give you an example of a client standard that he got. Let me find that standard. Give me a second. Let me show. I want to show what I'm talking about because it's going to fall exactly for you. No, that's not it. Hold on. Give me a second. I'll show you what I'm talking about. I think it's on one of these motherfuckers. I need to change that shit and letter it right. But let me show you because if you're gonna, this is something a woman should know. Being with you, that this is the demand. And if you don't have this or have this conversation with her, then there's going to be a problem. Hold on, let me see something here. Give me a second. Give me a second, guys. I'm trying to find that shit. That wasn't it. That was a dream. Let me see if I can find that shit. This is all these dirty messages and shit. Here you go. I want you to see this at the bottom. Let me take this off so you can see what the fuck I'm talking about. This is what every woman should know about a villain. That he's going to keep it a buck with her. Because that's true. I am different from any man you ever met or you talk to. I've created my universe and have complete control over everything in my universe. It's full of positivity, growth, and great energy. I live in the moment and I enjoy the hell out of my life every single day. And if anybody comes in and tries to disrupt what the fuck I've created, they will be dismissed. So because you didn't have this conversation or something like this with a woman and let her know that this is the standard, and if she tries to fuck up, she's gone. You're just going to charge this shit. So you're going to have to charge, you're going to cut these ties because you never created a standard. You never created a standard, man. Hold on, let me see. I know I'll put the other one on the other thing, but I just got to make sure I put that down for standards. Now I got it down to standard. But that's what I'm saying. You never talk to a woman and let her know what the fuck the deal is. So all these women that you're dealing with just are disrespecting you because you allowed them to bring disrespect in. See, if I can't take 6 months of bad, it's a bad measure on me. Okay, yeah, I feel you, my brother. I feel you. Okay, I'm just checking on the messages. Oh, here's another question. Well, wait a second, King. Wait, King, please listen. This is no. This is I don't listen. out of respect for those Jewish and other people, I don't play with that. So please refrain from saying this stuff on here, okay? I just ask you kindly, because that shit ain't funny, okay? That shit ain't funny. So don't talk about that. I don't want to talk about, because that's like, you know, you might as well say something like a slave master shit you saying. You know what I mean? Don't talk that way, okay? All right. So how soon do you bring that? What do you mean how soon, big dog? My brother. Listen, if she's lucky enough to get past my attention, okay, is at that point we got to have a talk to show her what my time is about. So you don't have this conversation with her right off the bat, because what has she done to get your curiosity and what has she done to get your attention? And if she hasn't done any of those things, you don't have to have this talk. It's when she's worth your time, okay? It's all about time, all right, my brother? Very good question. It's all about time, okay? It's all about time. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. We appreciate all you guys here. We're trying to chop it up as much as I can give you. I'm trying to give you as much as I can. But see, a man does not focus on the negatives, okay? Because as a man or a villain, the bad guy, the guy that everyone tells you to be away, is because as a villain, I'm always expecting the best, even in the worst, because I find good in bad. Because if I talk to a woman and she turns me down, that's good. If I talk to a woman and she turns me down or rejects me, that's good. If I talk to a woman and says she's not interested in me, that's good, because it allows me to see what I need to make certain adjustments or just accept things for what they are. But they're not going to stop me, and I'm not going to look for bad in a woman. And I don't look for bad in beautiful. I find beauty in women, but I don't look for bad in women. And so I don't look in bad in behavior, because I know she's a wild-ass horse that hasn't been trained by me yet. So I don't look for bad, okay? But I always expect the best of myself, because I am the best for myself. So everything I do, I'm fine with, and I'm not frustrated or mad. I appreciate what I do for myself, because the love that I have myself makes me move forward. Is her having substance not good enough for her time? Wait, is it her having substance not good enough for her? I don't understand. Please, okay. Far, please write a question that I can understand. I don't understand what the fuck you're saying, brother. This is what Far, look. You don't even know what a fucking woman needs to bring to you to be worth your fucking curiosity or attention. So why are you talking about your fucking time right now? Why are you talking about something that doesn't have anything to do with anything? Oh, why? She, I am, talk down to her. What? Sir. Then tell her to take care. Release her. Tell her that I'm sorry for wasting your time. Take care. I'm sorry for wasting your time and my time. Take care. How fucking hard? You're not belittling her. If she feels that way, fuck her. Fuck her. Send her on her fucking way. Sorry for wasting your time and my time. Take care and throw her ass back in the water and move the fuck on. Fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Why do y'all give a fuck? How am I belittling her by telling her she's got to make it up to me? I'm not saying she's shit and dirt and she ain't no good. How am I belittling her? I'm not doing that. So please, send her on her way. Give her her walking papers, please. I'm sorry. What if a girl rejects you but acts nice to you? Sir? What? Okay. I could tell you as many stories as you want of women that I would talk to at a club or a bar that were nice and kind to reject me, only to talk to me later and ask me, why am I talking to other women? Later on fucking me as well, but it's not going to happen all the time. But I'm fine with it. It's cool, man. Look, is she supposed to? Look, just because she says no doesn't mean she has to be mean to you. And you ain't supposed to be in your fucking feelings. You shouldn't even give a fuck what she's doing, but there's nothing wrong with her saying things in a nice way. It's cool. Because when she realizes, if she ever realizes her, man, God, dude. There are women at other, like when I was working in a building, like the Toyota building, there were different floors of different companies. So I would talk to other women, and women, because I started getting a reputation, women would be nice and turn me down, but they would ask to come. They would ask me to meet them in the stairwell so we could have a talk, because they want to know, like, I thought you were interested in me. I mean, what are you talking about? Well, you were acting like you're interested in me, but you're just talking to all these other women. What are you saying? But you kindly turned me down, and I'm good with that. And I move on. I don't stay. Oh, so you see what I'm saying? That's why it works that way. So don't look at the fucking her being nice, man. Let her be what the fuck she is, man. You're right. I don't know what she has to do with me, my worth of attention or curiosity. How do I find that out? By creating what is value. Come on, man. I try to teach you how to think for yourself. Stop fucking asking me what to do and do the work, you lazy fuck. Do the work, man. Ask yourself what it is for you, man. You ain't me, and I ain't you. Come on, man. Fuck. Jesus Christ, man. Why don't you put on your big boy pants and figure out what the fuck you want? And stand on that shit. Jesus. Let me continue real quick. For a lot of you guys, outside of the negatives, a lot of you guys feel like you are always lacking resources. And when you feel that way, that you're lacking resources, it can sometimes bite you in your ass. Let me close this thing now.